So beginning in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 15, this is the word of the Lord. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah, who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice with one another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord. Go now to my place that was in Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at first, and see what I did to it because of the evil of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and when I spoke to you persistently, you did not listen, and when I called you, you did not answer, therefore I will do to the house that is called by my name, and in which you trust, and to the place that I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I cast out all your kinsmen, all the offspring of Ephraim. And Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1 through 8. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come, and my righteousness be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not profaning it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Let not the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, the Lord will surely separate me from his people. And let not the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it, and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to him, besides those already gathered. And finally, Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 48. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the word of the Lord. God created. God created us for the praise of His glory. He made us to worship Him. He saved us that we might dwell with Him. That is why after the Exodus, the Lord instructed Moses to build the tabernacle. It is why in the land of promise, he instructed Solomon to build the temple, a house called by his name, that he might dwell among his people, that his people might be gathered to the place of his dwelling for worship, to worship the Lord, to glorify God, to enjoy him forever. God has made us to worship Him. And He has saved us that we might dwell with Him. And that is why He gives to His people the tabernacle. That is why He gives to His people the temple. It was His dwelling place among mankind. It was the place of his worship. But in Luke chapter 19, verse 47, the Lord comes to his temple. And what does he find? He finds his house a den of robbers. This language comes from Jeremiah chapter 7, which we read. In Jeremiah chapter 7, the Lord rebukes his people for presuming upon His grace, for presuming upon His kindness, for presuming upon His deliverance. He rebukes His people for trusting in the temple rather than in Him. In Jeremiah chapter 7, God's people would break His commandments. They would steal. They would murder. They would fornicate. They would lie. They would worship other gods. But when trouble came, they would rush to the temple and stand before the Lord in the house called by His name, and with unrepentant hearts cry out, "We are saved." That is how the house of the Lord became a den of robbers. For they were robbing God of what belonged to Him. Their obedience and their praise. Temple. It was meant to be a house for sinners. A place where the people of God, guilty of sin, could go there to find forgiveness. Place where they could go to find forgiveness of sin. The temple was a place where atonement was made for sinners. And yet the people turned this house for sinners into a house of sin. No longer did they come to repent of their sin, but they came to glory in their sin. No longer did they come to seek the mercy of God, but to presume upon the grace of God, to boast in their status as the people of God, to boast of their possessing the temple of God. And does the Lord commend them for this? No. But He rebukes them. And He warns them of what will come on account of their failure to repent. He reminds His people of what He did to Shiloh, that place where He first dwelt in the land of promise, the place of the tabernacle, long before the building of the temple in Jerusalem. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 12. "Go now to my place that was in Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at first, and see what I did to it because of the evil of my people Israel." And what did he do to Shiloh? Psalm 78 tells us. Psalm 78, verse 58. They provoked the Lord to anger with their idols. He was full of wrath, and he utterly rejected Israel. He forsook his dwelling at Shiloh, the tent where he dwelt among mankind. He gave his people over to the sword and vented his wrath on his heritage. What did the Lord do to Shiloh? He destroyed it and rejected it as the place of his dwelling. And why? On account of the idolatry of his people. And in Jeremiah chapter 7, the Lord warns his people that this same fate awaits the temple and Jerusalem on account of their idolatry. They have forsaken the Lord, and so the Lord will forsake them. They have rejected the Lord, and so the Lord will reject them. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 14, I will do to the house that is called by my name and in which you trust as I did to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight. In Luke chapter 19, verse 46, when Jesus in the temple says to his people, you have made my house a den of robbers. He's quoting Jeremiah chapter 7. And why? Because he's warning the people of what awaits them. Of what awaits the temple. Of what awaits Jerusalem on account of their idolatry. But you might say, where is their idolatry? Where is their idolatry in Luke chapter 19? We don't read about idols being worshipped in the temple. But what is idolatry? It is false worship. It is worshiping the Lord in a way that he has not commanded, that he does not desire. Idolatry ultimately is a rejection of the Lord. And in rejecting Jesus, whom do the people reject? They reject the Lord. And And they reject the very means by which the Lord is pleased to be worshipped. You cannot worship the Lord if you reject His Son. You cannot worship the Lord if you reject His anointed. You cannot worship the Lord if you do not worship Him in Christ. Those who would worship the Lord apart from Christ are no different from those who would worship the Lord by an idol. To worship the Lord apart from Christ is idolatry. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus announces that the fate of Shiloh awaits Jerusalem. For the temple of the Lord has become again a den of robbers. And the temple in Jerusalem was indeed destroyed. And is no longer the dwelling place of God among mankind. It is no longer the place where God's people gather to worship Him. And even if you were to build it again, it still would not be so. It will never be so again. But if not there, then where? Is there a place in this world where God dwells with His people? Is there a place in this world where His people may go to worship Him? To call upon His name? To find forgiveness of their sins? To grow in His grace? We see the answer to this question being revealed in that other passage of Scripture from which Jesus quotes in Luke chapter 19, verse 46. For Jesus' words in the temple make known not only what the temple had become, a den of robbers, but also what it was meant to be, a house of prayer, a house of worship. It is written, "My house shall be a house of prayer." But listen carefully to these words. My house shall be a house of prayer. For in these words we hear not only what the house of the Lord was meant to be, but we hear also what it would surely be. These words are not only a command. You shall reverence my house as a house of prayer. These words are also a promise. This is what my house will be. This is what I will make it to be. My house shall be a house of prayer. In Luke chapter 19, even as Jesus indicates the rejection of the temple in Jerusalem, he also makes known the building of another house, the raising of a better temple, one that would be a house of prayer, one that would be a house of worship forever. Read about this house in Isaiah chapter 56. It is a place for those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord, who assemble at the house of the Lord to worship Him, to rest in Him, to glorify Him, to enjoy Him. And it is a place not only for the Jew, but also for the Gentile, for the foreigner, for the nations. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. A house of prayer for all peoples. A house of worship for all peoples. A house of joy for all peoples. Isaiah chapter 56. It is a promise. My house shall be a house of prayer. A house of prayer for all peoples. A house for the joy of all peoples. Isaiah chapter 56 is a promise. This is what my house will be. I will make it so. And in Luke chapter 19, we hear this promise again from the mouth of Christ. My house shall be a house of prayer. It is written, and I have come to fulfill the law and the prophets. my house shall be a house of prayer. Christ is the one who came to fulfill the promise. And he is the one in whom this promise has been fulfilled. The man, the Son of Man, who has held fast to the Word of God, who has kept the Sabbath. Christ is the one in whom this promise is fulfilled. My house shall be a house of prayer. I will destroy this temple and raise another. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My house shall be a house of prayer. My house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples. My word shall not be broken. It shall not return to me void. I will do it. And he has done it. He has done it. The stones of the temple in Jerusalem, not one stone is left upon another. But the stone that the builders rejected, he has become the cornerstone. The cornerstone of a living temple. The cornerstone of the church. The church is the temple of the Lord in this world. The church is the dwelling place of God among mankind. The place where we gather together to worship the Lord. The place where we gather together to call upon his name. The place where we gather to find forgiveness for our sins. The place where we gather to grow in God's grace. The church has become a house of prayer for all peoples. And that is the only reason that we are here. And by his grace, God accepts our worship in Christ. For in Christ alone are we able to offer worship that is pleasing to him. And in Christ, he will never forsake us. In Christ, he will never reject us. In Christ, he accepts us. In Christ, he accepts the worship of this house. consider the greatness of his grace. For not only does God accept our worship in Christ, but he also transforms our worship in Christ. For as God does not only accept us in Christ, but also transforms us in Christ, so also with our worship. God does not only accept your worship in Christ, but he is also transforming your worship in Christ, that it might truly become what he accepts it to be, perfect. Perfect worship of a perfect God. Here is the promise to the one who joins himself to the Lord. To the one who keeps the Sabbath of the Lord. God will bring you to his holy mountain and make you joyful in his house of prayer. My house shall be a house of prayer. This promise is fulfilled in Christ. May you then be a people of prayer. Who gather in the name of Christ to worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. May you be joyful in his house now and forevermore. To him be the glory. To him be the praise. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for the house that you have built in Christ, your Son. We thank you that by your grace we are counted among the stones of that house. We pray that you would shape us into that house of your desire, a house of prayer, a house of worship that is pleasing to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.